Welcome to the Victory Family Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit media@victory.com.
Through Kingdom Builders, you're making a difference around the world. Over 130 nations of the 200 plus nations recognized by the UN. Your Kingdom Builders giving right now is making an impact this year. Keith and Heidi Hershey are remarkable people. I've known them for a long time. Keith was here speaking years ago. I'm going to get him back. He's one of the most dynamic speakers you'll hear, but more importantly, they have touched the world. There's so much going on with the radical Islam. How many of you know it's amazing to be a part of a ministry that is actually moving into that darkness and leading people to Christ in amazing numbers? Syrian refugees, the Philippines. Come on, man. It's incredible. Thank you for being a Kingdom Builder. Thank you for making a difference. And I imagine some of you, like Michelle and I, have lived in third world countries. I don't think we understand our culture today here in America what it means to be an orphan in a third world country. Your life expectancy is nothing. The chances of you ending up dead or in being sex trafficked are off the chart. And every child that you're caring for in the orphanage, you're changing not just their life, but you're changing generations. Thank you for that. Amen. And through Kingdom Builders, we're going to build that entirely. $70,000 we're paying for that. We're going to build that orphanage, and we're going to put $25,000 into the Middle East, into Beirut, Lebanon, continuing to do the work there that they've been doing beyond just the Syrian refugees. But can you all understand being a Christian ministry in Beirut, Lebanon, that has its own building, its own campus, is a target? And you understand that the people that serve and work there hazard their lives for the gospel. And though we are not called to necessarily be there, I'm going to make a trip over there, and I'm going to open it up to whoever of you that want to come and see it. I want to get you into the world that we're called to build through the kingdom of God. So what a privilege it is. And so you be praying for Keith and Heidi and all the teams around the world in their ministry. As we come to this last weekend of what we're calling this teaching series of Kingdom Builders, this is not so much a series. This is who we are. I wanted to take 4 weeks and introduce it to you, and I've explained the purpose behind it. I do want to make every one of you aware, in case you haven't been here before for the Kingdom Builder series, is that every year we'll be giving you in the first part of the year in January a one-year project guide that you'll see that what Kingdom Builders is committed to do this year. This year we are committing to give outside of the walls of this church $1.4 million around the world through global missions, through local church expansion. That doesn't just mean church buildings. It simply means the kingdom of God through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, locally, regionally, and in our nation. And then investing in next generation leaders, educating and training the next generation of Christian leaders to go and change the world. And this is a one-year project guide. You can pick that up on your way out. You can go online, download it, look at it anytime you want. I just want to make sure that's available and you understand that. Also, toward the end of the message today, I'll highlight this more distinctly because this is our final week where I've been not really focused much on asking you to kind of finalize your one-year Kingdom Builders commitment, but just specifically, your Kingdom Builders giving is what's going to enable us to fund the $1.4 million budget in giving around the world to build the kingdom of God. Please remember, this is not a fundraiser. This is being Kingdom Builders, and me as your pastor leading you into being very intentional in doing the works of Jesus. Also, the thing I've been sharing and just want to remind you of, we're really believing God to create a culture, a greater culture and understanding of prayer in our church. And one of the things we're doing to do that is on Saturday mornings, we actually have a prayer meeting every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, over in the auditorium. I lead it. This Saturday morning, we had 70 people show up to pray for you. And I mean, we prayed over you, we had prayer points, and then these prayer request cards, there were about 100 of them over there, that if you have a prayer need in your life, this is in the seat pocket in front of you, take the time and fill it out. On your way out today, you'll see there are offering baskets as you leave. You could drop it in the offering basket. You can bring it to a prayer partner. You can bring it over to our guest services. And what will happen is next Saturday morning, these will be laid out, and people will take these, and specifically, we'll be praying for you and your situation. We believe in a God that answers prayer. And this isn't just a prayer. I'm telling you, somebody holds this, prays over it very specifically, and waits on God over your life and prays out from their heart. So this is very important. If you want to be prayed for, please make sure you take advantage of that. You know, Kingdom Builders is really about making an impact. You hear us over and over say that we exist to help all people realize that God loves them unconditionally. And we actually present that through four major things, the big four: knowing God, finding freedom, discovering your purpose, or discovering purpose, and then making an impact or make an impact. Kingdom Builders is the outcome of a life lived for God. We're all called ultimately to make an impact with our life. We live in a world today that has epidemic proportions of hopelessness. Hopelessness is the blight of our culture and generation. We have more than we've ever had as a people. We know more. We have more information. We have more access to information, education, resources than we've ever had in the history of mankind. And yet, it almost seems proportionately to what we keep adding to people, the hopelessness seems to rise higher and higher. The amount of people today that are dealing with emotional issues, from anxiety to clinical forms of depression, and I'm not just talking about things that are dealing with that are physical in your body, that an imbalance in your body, in your chemicals of your body. That's we all understand that. I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about oppression on the race of humanity that is just literally breathe hopelessness into the souls of men and women. And we have done everything that people think to do to be able to change it. And we actually exasperate it. Because I want you to see today that the only way to deal with the hopelessness, not just in the culture, but in your own soul, is to make an impact with your life. Jesus, in fact, I want you to see literally, Jesus taught this, that a sense of worthlessness and hopelessness are not a result. He said they're a result of not making an impact with your life. He said this hopelessness that people feel. I'm going to show you, Jesus literally will show you in his teaching that at the end of your life, living through your life, you will live with a sense of hopelessness and worthlessness if you don't live beyond your own problems, your own needs, your own wants, and your own pleasure. You were designed by God to make an impact. Somebody sent me this quote, and I loved it. It said, a ship at harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are for. See, if you're not careful, you'll moor your life to what you think is safe. You'll moor your life to getting your bills paid and solving these problems and planning your vacation. And 1 year will pass into a decade, and then your life ends. And all you'll have ever done with your life is solve your own problems, have your own pleasure, deal with your own issues. And there's nothing wrong with you doing those things. God has nothing against us, caring for our families, providing for our families. In fact, there's tons of scripture about God's desire to help you do that. But never think that's going to make you live a meaningful life. It won't. Because it doesn't matter how much you make, how much success you have. It never will fulfill this. There is a God-shaped void that is only fulfilled when your life has meaning by giving it away. In Matthew chapter 5, let me show you what Jesus said about you and about me. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. Now remember, Jesus said that about himself. And now he flips it and he said, you are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, you have to choose to do this. Permit or let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Jesus said some things that you are. The first one he said is that you are salt. The salt of the earth. Now, in our culture, salt is something you put on food. But in many cultures of the world, even today, it's a preservative because they don't have refrigeration or electricity. So they'll take meat and they'll literally pack it in salt. And what the salt does, it stops it from rotting. Jesus literally is saying, the earth, the people in the earth are dying and rotting. The Bible calls it the law of sin and death. Sin in humanity brings forth death in whatever it touches. And Jesus said, I came to bring life to human beings, to bring freedom to them. And so many of us pray this, oh God, do something in the earth. And Jesus is turning that and he said, you are the salt of the earth. I, living through you, will preserve this earth. I will go into the decay of a culture. And you will be my voice. You will be my hand. You will be my feet. And you will stop that you'll interrupt the law of sin and death in the lives of humanity. Because a life without Christ is a life lost forever. Not just for time, but for eternity. And that's why we're so intentional here at Victory in doing things that matter, not religious mumbo jumbo. Jesus didn't come so we could come to church on a weekend, do like some religious gig and go home and like we punched some ticket that made God happy. Jesus came and was real life, dealt with real life issues. He never had one message that was superficial that couldn't be applied to the way you live your everyday life. That's why we're so intentional about the four things. That's why we're so intentional about helping us in the real areas of our life that matter. And in fact, next week, I'm going to be starting just a mini series, 2 weeks, called The Shape of You. I'm going to talk to you about the intimacy of relationships and how to win in relationships in your life. These are critical issues. But we're doing a marriage seminar. In fact, Jimmy and Karen Evans are coming here, the XO conference. And how many of you know who Jimmy and Karen Evans are, Marriage Today? And how many of you have never heard of, or listened to Jimmy Evans speak? Just a few of you. Jimmy and Karen Evans have the most, I would tell you, the premier ministry on marriage in the world today. They're coming and bringing the XO conference here. And I think there's over 700 people already that are coming to be a part of it. And it will be simulcast around the country from here. See, when this church started years ago, this was the prayer Michelle and I prayed. I said, Father, I'm tired of having to get on a plane to go to see and meet in meetings that are happening all over the country. I want you to do stuff where we live here. I want it in Pittsburgh where we don't want to get on. People can't get on a plane and go to all this stuff with these great things that you've raised up ministries. And that prayer has been coming to pass more and more. And now Jimmy and Karen Evans are going to come bring their whole team. They're going to do the XO conference here. The details are there behind me on the screen. And I hope you invest the time and the resources to come to that. And then he's staying to speak on the weekend. And so he'll be here Saturday night and Sunday morning. Jimmy Evans is one of the top ministers, speakers in the country. And so I'm excited about that for you. But here's the reality. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. You are a lamp on a stand. That's why we are moving in this time next year, we are going to be launching our new campus, our first campus in Newcastle. Amen. It's going to be a blast to do that and make a difference in that city. Newcastle is very different demographically than Cranberry Township. Cranberry Township isn't the demographic I grew up in. I'm a steelworker's kid. Newcastle's, that's more my background. You know, and so, listen, it took me a long time just to get my speech corrected when I started traveling. People couldn't understand me because I had not the Pittsburgh accent, but the Beaver County accent. Now, you don't know, I talk like this some years ago. People say, I like how you talk and that your preaching must be good. We just don't understand you. But let me tell you something. There are precious people in Newcastle, and we're not going up there to rescue. We're going up there in conjunction with other churches. But can I tell you? That we are going to go and be the light of the world. We are going to go and be a city on a hill. We are going to go and bring preservation and stop the pain. I'm so excited about being able to do this. And it's not hypothetical. You'll see down the road just a little bit, there'll be interest meetings. If you have it in your heart to either, you know, maybe go to that campus or at least give a year of serving to get it off the ground, I'm telling you, we are called to make an impact with our life. Jesus said, you are a light to everyone, not just to Christian people, not just to your family. We are called to be a light to the whole world, those who know God, those who don't. And I'm so excited about this coming Friday. You'll see behind me, we have a Parenting in a Digital World. It's actually a seminar that's going to be available to everybody, Christians and non-Christians. Kelly Strybe, who's a family court judge, goes to church here. And Kelly had this in her heart to start providing this resource for our community. And so this Friday night from 7 to 9, they're going to be here. And they're going to be holding it. It'll probably, I believe, in this room. But There's going to be people from Seneca Valley speaking in the school district. Of course, Judge Stribe will be here. There'll be a group talking about risky apps. That's their ministry. Their group teaches on the apps you need to be aware of as parents. There'll be a child psychologist there as well as a parenting educator. Because right now, in your child's life, likely is a smartphone. And it is changing the brain chemistry of a generation. The average child is now exposed to hardcore pornography at 8 years old. The average child's screen time is so excessive that they are studying now saying it is changing the brain chemistry of our children. If your child plays football, I'm sure concussions are a concern for you. This makes concussions look like a walk through the park. It is changing the brain chemistry of a generation. We would never let a stranger into our house. We would never let somebody go in and drug our child to change their brain chemistry. But that phone's doing it. The access to information, the constant input of generational influence and approval and disapproval through social media and texting, they never get downtime. You have to know how to win that battle. We are called to be a light to everyone. And this Friday night, you can gain resources on how to protect your child, what is happening at literally epidemic proportions in our culture today. And I hope you make the investment of time. And I hope you bring people and share it on social media. Go to our Facebook page, Instagram page. You can follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, and you'll find it there, and you can forward it however you forward stuff from those places. You can figure that out. Those of you that know how to do that, please do it. But here's what I also want you to get. He said that you are a shining light before people. That's what you're called to be to make an impact, a shining light before people. Last week, we had a group from Victory. They called themselves Fishers of Men. They were up in Newcastle, and they went to an area that was in a sense, what we called it, the project area, where much was government housing and government subsidy. And they went, and they brought food, and they brought clothes, and they served, and they just poured their lives into people. It was remarkable what they did. And there were six people that came. Came to Christ last weekend at that meeting, just from one group going out of this church. And one of those people, he said, when they gave the invitation, literally ran to the front. See, every one of us are called to make an impact. Every one of us. Did you ever think you'd hear thunder and... Is that wind? It's wind, not thunder. I have ADD, they tell me, and so it's like a bird goes by and I go... Y'all were wondering, so I just thought I'd ask you. But here's the reality. It is so critically important that we understand this. We are made to make an impact. Jesus said this, do you know that your life will be a reason that men praise God? I had a precious lady come up to me last night, and you could tell life has not been easy. She came up to me and she said, Pastor John, I've been in an abusive situation. I was being, literally, she had been physically abused by a man and her husband. And she said this to me, and I love this statement. She said, there are angels in this church. I said, what do you mean? She said, I had nothing and I have no one. And I began to talk to people here. I just started coming recently, and I was telling them what I was going through. And there's a handful of people. They don't know me. They found out about me, and they just helped me. I'm now in a shelter. And I'm going to be getting my own place soon. She said, there's angels in this church. People need you when they need you. Making an impact will change her life, change the life of her children. Every one of us in this room, I'm telling you, that's what it means to live. That's what it means to have meaning in your life. Jesus said there are some things you're not. He said you are not to lose your saltiness or your impact in the world. He said, you're not to be hidden under the elements of this world and become irrelevant for time and eternity. See, there's things we can hide our lives under. We can hide our lives under the seeking pleasure, seeking relief from pain, seeking provision. All those things are normal. He said, but don't put your life under that alone. I want you to get something that Jesus said. And we're going to go into the presence of God here in a minute, because I know the Holy Spirit wants to do something great in your soul today. Jesus said something very interesting. He said, when the salt loses its saltiness, or when you lose your purpose, he said, you become, listen, worthless and thrown away and trampled under men's feet. See, people are trying to solve their problems by figuring out how to make more money. Should you do well financially? The Bible teaches that God wants to bless you. There's nothing wrong with those things. But I can promise you, making more money will not solve this issue in your heart. I've been at the bedsides of people over and over and over again in 35 years as they drew their final breath on planet Earth. I've held the hands of many, many people when they drew their last breath. And I've been at the bedsides of people with more money than they can spend in 5 lifetimes. And I've been at the bedsides of the poorest of the poor. And nobody talks about money at the end. No one talks about their positions and what they knew and who knew them and whose name they know and all they want to talk to me about is what matters to them. You know how many people have looked me in the eyes and said, "Pastor John, please, please, please don't forget my children." And they lament of the things they wish they would have done with their life, whether rich, whether poor, or in between. You were made to make an impact. Jesus is saying this: when you live outside of the reason we live within the purpose for which he called us. And he wants you to live beyond your own problems, your own wants, your own pleasure. He said, when you don't do that, you will begin to feel worthless. You will lose something in your soul. And he said, so much so that men trample you under their feet. That's hopelessness. You see, hopelessness isn't relegated to the poor. Hopelessness isn't relegated to people that people may stereotypically look at and say, well, they're in a very difficult situation, so they are hopeless. Hopelessness is in the $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 house. Hopelessness is in the $3 million house. Hopelessness is in the heart of a billionaire. This past weekend, and I don't say this in any way to be condemning, I really don't. The whole issue is heartbreaking. It's one of the reasons we are helping to give out of Kingdom Builders to stop sex trafficking. The owner of the New England Patriots, 77 years old, a billionaire, is arrested for prostitution. How much more can you have? And I'm not putting him down for it. I mean that sincerely. I pray for him and I pray for anybody in that situation because everybody needs Jesus. But he's a billionaire. All the money in the world, he just won a Super Bowl again. How long did it last? It didn't do anything in his soul. There's the down and out and the up and out. Jesus said, until you live your life beyond your life, until you are the salt of the earth, until you live to preserve the lives of others, until you give your life away in the middle of your need, well, when I get my life together. No, you don't wait to give your life away until you have it together. You make an impact now. The scripture said, and when you water others, you actually water yourself. The worship team, I'm going to ask them to come. And as they come now, I want you just to be seated, and I want you to listen to this song. I want you to hear something that every one of us should understand. The Ecclesiastes says, we came into this world with nothing, and it's certain that we leave with nothing. There is nothing in this world that you take with you. You see, people live and they die, and they never live their life for what Jesus died to give them. Jesus literally said, until you understand that I made you to make an impact, I made you to be salt and light. For this world's so dark, Pastor John, it's a fight between light and darkness. No, it isn't. Darkness has no chance in the presence of light. Light shows up, darkness goes immediately. Darkness is the absence of light. Christians are praying for God to do something on the earth. Jesus has turned it around and he said, I've made you the light of the world. Yeah, but I have issues. I've made you the light of the world. I've made you the salt of the earth. I've made you a city on a hill. He said, don't let your problems cover your light. Don't let your seeking of pleasure cover your light. He said, give your life away. Make an impact in the lives of people. Serve people. Give your life away. And in Kingdom Builders, we're talking about not just serving and blessing. We're also talking about being intentional with our giving. But this song talks about, Lord, do something new in my life. I came here with nothing, but you've given me everything. Every one of us, wherever you're at today, God's mercy has kept you to this day. I want you to listen to this song and just let it speak to your heart. Just go ahead and close your eyes and listen to these words. And in a moment, we'll stand and sing it together. Every one of us in this room, we've been given so much. We've been so blessed to be in a nation that has had your favor and blessing on it. So much you've given us. We came here with nothing. Nothing. Lord, this church 25 years ago, nothing but a word from heaven. Look what you've done. Help us to see it's just the beginning. Help us to see that we are called to make an impact. Father, help us to see that if we lose the purpose of being the salt and light, that our lives will be meaningless. We will fall into hopelessness. Lord, set us free from the lies that other things other than being what you made us to be are going to bring satisfaction to our soul. Deliver us from that lie. Lord, help us not to transfer that lie to our children. Help us to not put our children on a track of hopelessness. But somehow when they get to the next thing that they want or they need or they fix, that it will make their soul satisfied. Lord, help us to lead our children and our grandchildren by example. I pray for the people in this room where hopelessness has settled so deeply into their soul. They've learned to navigate life. They've learned to carry that burden. But down deep, beyond the success or the failure, beyond what others would envy and what others would wish they didn't have to go through, there's an emptiness and a void inside that is God-shaped. Help us to understand that you said when we seek your kingdom first, all the things that men and women seek to build their lives, he said, you will add to us. Lord, help us to see that those things that you add to us will never satisfy the soul. Jesus, you said, a person's life does not consist in the abundance of the things they possess. Lord, help us to see that everything you've given to us is a gift from you. Help us to give our lives away. Help us to give our lives away right now in some manner. Help us to take a next step to give our lives away. In the middle of our pain, in the middle of our sorrow, in the middle of our devastation, or in the middle of our success, Lord, I pray for every person here that they don't climb a ladder their whole life only to find out it was against the wrong building. Lord, let us understand now that wisdom can be given today. We can submit to your heart. Lord, there are lives that you want to change, not just in this room, but through this room and the people in it. Lord, I pray that over every soul, every person, in this room, in Jesus' wonderful name. And I just pronounce over every person that every one of us in this room, we declare our kingdom builders and we preserve the earth and we save it from the horrible sin and death cycle. We are that city on the hill. We will let your light shine through us to a hell-bound world, a world without hope, a world without Christ. And we will lead our generation. We will lead our children and even our grandchildren and those we love to a relationship with you, Jesus. I declare by faith that we as a people are a city on the hill. We are a light to everyone. We are people that when we honor you and we do what you ask us to do, our good deeds and good works will cause people to give praise to our God. That out of their soul, they will say, there are angels in this place. There are angels in this place. They changed my life. I had nothing to give them, and they helped rescue me. Lord, help us to understand that there is no greater way to live. I pray for every person here to be able to experience a life to change under the power of their own hand as they yield to you. Lord, until they experience that, they will have not lived on this earth yet. they will have never had a moment of what it means to live life to the full. We, by faith, I declare, are kingdom builders. It is not what we do, it is who we are. And Jesus, we will not be no good for anything eternally. We will live our life, and we will live in the hope that is in you. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're here this morning and you've never given your life to Christ, or you're not sure, perhaps you're watching online, and maybe you've been to church and that's great. Maybe you were baptized as a baby or have had sacraments of a church, and that's wonderful. None of those things are bad. But there is nothing that can make you right with God. So I'm a good person. I commend you for it. But you can't be good enough to pay for your own sin debt. No church can make you right with God. No church can make you a Christian, including this one. Only a Savior can do that. If you're here today and you've never given your life to Christ, I want to pray for you. Right where you're standing, in a moment, I'll ask you to acknowledge you desire to be included in that prayer with an uplifted hand, and I'll pray for you right where you're standing. The whole church will pray a prayer out loud and together with you. Jesus, listen to me, not a religion, but the Son of the living God who died on a cross, was buried, and rose from the dead and is alive forevermore, will come. And he said, I will make my home in you. I will dwell in you. I will be your God, and you'll be my child, and I'll make you brand new. It's not turning over a new leaf. You don't have that power. This is having the Son of God come and make you new. If you've never given your life to Christ, or you're not sure, you say, Pastor, I want to be included in that prayer. With every head bowed and every eye closed, right where you're standing, I promise you I'm not going to single you out or embarrass you in any way. That's not what this is about. You'd say, Pastor, please include me in that prayer. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Would you just lift your hand where I can see it? Lift it high just so I can see it. I'll acknowledge it. Then you can put it back down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, thank you. You can put your hands back down. Hey, if you raised your hand, or you should have, pray this out loud where you hear it with your own ears, and we're going to pray it out loud and together with you. Say it where you hear it. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. He died on a cross to bear my sin debt. I open the door of my heart and the door of my life. And Jesus, I invite you in. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for coming. I am now a child of God, and my sin is wiped away, and I am heaven bound. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give them a hand, would you? Best decision of your life.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from Victory Family Church. We pray that you were blessed by God's word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as information on who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lifeatvictory.com.